The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard, working man.
You're listening to Home Show Radio, Houston's 31-year tradition for help with repairs, remodeling, and restoration. Here's your home improvement go-to guy, Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with the Home Show family team of people doing what we do. And in my case, it's home improvement. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and just talk about home improvements. The gardening is done for the day, at least for the next 3 hours here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. I'll be with you today until noon. And we'll talk about... home improvements, and you can call me and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, just like Ali, who just called first one on out of the gate. Ali, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I am adding a room. I am at the point of insulation, and I'm kind of thinking I have a radiant barrier and bats. That's one option. Other one is spray foam.
No foam.
Which one would you think is a better thing to do?
No foam, radiant barrier, and formaldehyde free fiberglass.
Okay. Now the next question: there are a lot of nails poking out from the plywood. Is that okay? Do I cut through them or go over the nail?
You mean on the roof decking?
Yes.
Well, you're going to put the radiant barrier there, right?
Yes, but I mean, do I poke a hole?
I know.
In there?
Are you using foil or using paint?
Foil.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. You can poke right through it if you want, or you can just staple it where it doesn't poke through at all. It's usually easiest just to staple it and just leave a little gap. It's not, the gap isn't an issue as long as the foil is there. So don't get too particular with it. It doesn't have to be super neat.
May I ask, why would you prefer that over the foam?
Foam is not a radiant barrier.
Right.
Heat transfers in three different ways: convection, conduction, and radiation. Radiation,
yes,
consists of 80% of the heat gain through your roof. Foam does not do anything for radiation. That's why the radiant barrier is so important. If you spray foam there, you can't have a radiant barrier. It doesn't work. So you're eliminating the most important piece of the three-part puzzle.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your help,
sir. Ali, you're very welcome. Thank you. I hope I made that clear. 713-572-4610, and we will talk today. Usually on my screen, they give me the video of the week. This week, I get yo, 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 so I have no idea what that is. Somebody was practicing with it, but... I know I didn't voice a video this week, which is not a problem. I'm sure we have millions of videos. I want to say millions, but it's thousands. But it's there on our website, homeshowradio.com. It's free for you. It's all brand new. You can go there. Charlie asked me the other day, did you go visit the new website? I really have not. I have not. Only because I was so busy washing cars and changing oil and doing stuff like that. Yesterday was car day for me with all my collectible cars and stuff. So I don't know if they're collectible. For me, they are. But I haven't seen it, but it's supposed to be fantastically wonderful because Zach did it. And Zach, I know, is a fine, talented young man who is now back on the payroll full-time for Mosier Media, and we're glad to have him. I'm glad I don't have to sign the check, but at the same time, he's doing a fantastic job. So visit homeshowradio.com and visit the brand-new, all-improved Zach website. It's actually homeshowradio.com, but... This is how out of touch I am. Charlie said, have you visited the website? I said, no, send me a link. You know, really? Okay. Even I, after I thought about it, went, really? Okay. 713-572-4610. If gutters are in your future, if you have a vision of gutters, one of the visions of having gutters is I have to clean them all the time. Well, I don't want you to clean anything. I really don't, although you have to clean some things. But I can give you a way to guarantee never have to clean a gutter, and that is if you call the Gutter Professionals of Houston. And I know this for firsthand because I have their gutter covers on all my gutters. I never have to clean. I've had one out in the backyard, the original one, probably one of the original ones in all of Houston, with that particular cover. And by the way, I never thought about this, but it's been out there since 2000, I do believe. So that's 19 years. And you know what? I never really thought about even considering telling you this, but it never lost its color. It still has the same color it had when it was put on. The finish, of course, I'm talking about. And I never realized, except for right now, I said, you know what? It still matches the brand new ones I had put on right before Hurricane Harvey. So that's what, 2.5 years ago, something like that. But the finish works. And I started thinking, my neighbor put it on the same time I did. Let me turn around. I just looked at his out my window of my studio here, and the color is still steadfast. So anyway, not only will you not have to clean it, but the color is steadfast too. The Gutter Professionals of Houston, call them for gutters, for the gutter cover. On any kind of gutters, even if you have gutters, you will never clean them again. Just give them a call. The Gutter Professionals of Houston. And back to the website. All of the people, if you're listening for any length of time today, that I will tell you about today and tomorrow from 8 to 11 here on Sports Radio 610, all their information is at homeshowradio.com. Brand new. And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan, and let's talk to Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir.
Listen, I got a couple of questions. I spoke to you like 3 weeks ago, I think, about prioritizing my work in my home. So I got Absolute Comfort come out and put a unit in my house. So that's done. But the question I have is if they put me another, I guess it's return airflow in another room because they say I needed it.
Yes.
But I'm hearing a lot of arms. It seems like the air conditioner is more louder in the home. Is that normal?
Hold on a minute. You cut off on me a minute. You're hearing a lot more noise. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, from the air return, because they put me a second one in another room.
He said
I needed more air.
What you should do is call them. They might have to slow down the fan speed a little bit. Call them and tell them exactly what you told me after they did all this work. Because that does sometimes happen, but it can be reduced by a couple different ways. But let them know that there is too much noise going on. And I don't think they should not charge you anything. They should come out and take care of it, whether it's redirecting the duct a little bit or slowing down the fan speed. But I've heard that happening when you start to open up a system. And when you put a new system in and you open it up and you'll have to troubleshoot it a little bit, it's not uncommon for something like that to happen. But it's not a horrible thing, and tell them you talked to me and you'd like someone to come back out and do a static air pressure test on it. You don't have to tell them that. They'll know what to do. But, yes,
okay.
It can happen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because you say that's a variable speed system. That's in one of the really nice systems.
Oh, okay. Well, they need to tweak it. Tell them you got too much noise and you need to quiet it down a little bit.
Okay, one more question. I of course, I've also got Rudy going to be coming out in a couple of weeks. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have anybody else for the windows? Because I did call the window people on your list, but they only do a minimum of 3 windows. And I only really need just 2 windows to be replaced.
So you only need 2 windows.
Right, and they say they have to have a minimum of 3 windows replaced. And I only need 2 of them.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard for you to find someone to do just 2. But
okay.
I'm thinking about all the other contractors on our website who might do it. And the only person, you called Gulf Coast Windows, they said they have to have 3, correct?
Yeah, they said they have to have a minimum of 3. And my
just
want to
make sure
fine.
That's fine. Call Advanced Home Exteriors on our list and see if Bill Jacks will do it for you.
Okay, Advanced Window.
Advanced Home Exteriors.
Oh, Advanced Home Exteriors. Okay,
yeah, because they sometimes do windows. They might come out and do a couple windows for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Lawrence, thank you. try to get everybody to do it. But that's tough when you only have a couple of windows. A lot of companies don't want to do just a couple because they have to have them custom made and stuff. And I don't even know if Bill will do it, but he might. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Very good.
Good. Hey, question is, I have a house and it wasn't brand new. And people that lived there before, I'm guessing make the doors and the trim and everything look nicer. They painted over the oil-based paint with latex, and they didn't prime or anything. So it looked great when we moved in, but here it is 3 or 4 years later, it's starting to peel off all the windows, or off all the trim, and it's everywhere in the house. It's all the trim, all the baseboards, all the doors. Is there any suggestions for me other than, hey, I got a lot of work ahead of me to
peel off a lot of work ahead of you. This is depressing. You're my first depressing call of the whole day. It has nothing to do with priming. It's they used the wrong paint. They left you a mess. It's peeling off like a latex glove. And the only way to get it off is to strip it. In some cases, I've gone into projects like that where it was easier for us just to throw the baseboard and the door trim away and get new trim, put it on, and paint it properly than it is to try to save the old. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but there's a lot of work ahead of you. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, my initial thought once I did that was, hey, maybe it's time to replace the crappy trim anyway. So,
well, it's not that expensive. It's kind of a fun project, actually, if you like doing things. And it goes a lot quicker, and trying to strip that stuff in place and get that latex off. You can't sand it because it just gums up the sandpaper. You're going to be using strippers and stuff, and it's just not. My very first house, this happened to me, where I had to redo all the doors, and I just ended up replacing most of the doors myself. But yeah, there's no win on this one.
Yeah, but it is. But I appreciate, that's kind of what I thought. But I figured you were the guy to ask if there was another solution. So I appreciate it, Tom.
Yes, sir. Good luck. I hate having that tell you that because you're a young man. You're about to go through a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't like it. I don't like it because I've been through it myself when I was a young man and got my very first house. And I had the whole house painted, and the painters tried to strip the doors, which they shouldn't have, and it was latex on there because they had tried to freshen it up. Now, this was 30 years ago. My son's 30 years old when I had my first house, 1988, 31, almost 31. But it was a mess. And those doors just ate my lunch. It's about the only way I can put it. 713-572-4610 is the number. Call me and we'll talk. Gulf Coast Windows is your window replacement company. And when they do window replacements, they do it well. 6 years, no interest, no payments. If you want, you know, some of the projects, like they do big projects. They don't just replace one window. They'll do the entire house. You could have 13 windows. You could have 30 windows. It doesn't matter. They will engineer them all and replace them all. Because usually when you replace windows, you replace them all at the same time, or at least get a schedule going to have them all done with the same window. So the house has, you know, a cohesive set of windows. They all match. And that's what you're looking for. And Gulf Coast Windows is a company to call for, do exactly that. And they have a window for everybody. A lot of window companies have one window they sell. They'll have a couple of features. You can upgrade it to, say, argon gas. You can upgrade it to, say, a low E coating. But with Gulf Coast Windows, they have wood windows, vinyl windows, composite windows, hurricane windows. They have them all. Just the window for you. Somebody said, wood windows? Why would they have wood windows? Well, it's not a big market. They'll tell you. Jim will tell you. Jim Fiume, the owner. You know, Tom, I asked him, what's the percentage, you know, of windows for wood? He goes, hey, we got a market of about 10% for old restorations and stuff. And we have some great wood windows. I said, okay, makes sense. It makes perfect sense to me. There's somebody else in the room was looking at me like, Tom, you never talk about wood windows. Well, it's not a big market, and it's not something that's you can have a better choice for the climate. But when you're getting into renovations and stuff and you want that historical vernacular of a window, then guess what? Gulf Coast Windows can do it. The other companies can't. That's why they're the best. They give you all your options. 713-849-5454 for Gulf Coast Windows. All right, I'm messing with the youngsters in the studio. 713-572-4610. Call me and we'll talk. Man, I was so prepared for today's show, I even sharpened all of my pencils. The only problem I'm having is my AT&T internet is down. So we're running on Xfinity today, and they apparently have fixed it, so it's working all right. So I have 1 out of 2, not bad. But I'm going to have to go all Uncle Benny on AT&T tonight after I'm off the air, or after I'm off the air maybe today. Uncle Benny, my great-great-uncle, Benito Mussolini. Believe it or not, he was. And if you compare pictures, I look exactly like him. 713-572-4610. I don't think like him. I just look like him. All right, let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a the storm hit my house and damaged my roof here about 3 weeks ago, and I wanted to go back on with a tin roof. I have 2 layers of shingles on the house already. Do I need to remove those shingles before we put the tin roof on top, or can I just go straight on top of the 2 layers? Is it weight going to be an issue? Or
yeah, it's not really tin you're doing. No, it's not. Weight's not an issue, first off.
Okay.
It's not really tin. You're using a metal roof. A metal roof is an expensive roof. And
yes,
if it's not done really well, it can be a nightmare for people. Plus, it's a roof you'll never replace again if it's done well. So the best thing is to pull those shingles off, put down a proper ice and water shield underlayment, the kinds that you need, the peel and sticks. There's a lot of different ones out there. Your roofer, a good roofer, will tell you and show you what he's going to use. But a real good underlayment, and put that directly to the flat plywood. Don't put furring strips because it's going to sweat and rot everything out. You want to put it directly to the underlayment, directly to the plywood in this part of the country. And then you'll have a really good permanent quality roof.
So you want to put the tin straight down on top of the underlayment to the plywood. Don't no 1x4 strips or anything there.
Absolutely. And the reason is, and we've all experienced this with our beer cans or our Coke cans out by the pool, if you leave that airspace under there and that metal gets cold and the air is just a little bit warmer, it's going to reach dew point, condensate is going to form, and it's going to drip down and start rotting those things out. And that's where people make a big mistake here. Other places you can do it, but here, we put it right down, no air touches underneath. Now, it'll sweat on top, but that's okay because it's like rain, but not underneath.
Okay. Do you have any particular brand of that underlayment that you recommend? Or
no, there's a bunch of new ones out there now. They're all fiberglass mat. If I would tell you, call Ideal Roofing, talk to those guys. They're doing this stuff. They keep up on it. It changes every year. There's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out just right now this year that I don't have an opportunity to keep up with everything. That's really interesting products, but they will know exactly what to put down. It's not the old day where you put down 30. In fact, you can't even buy it. 30-pound felt. 30-pound felt is 15 pounds, and 15-pound felt is 7 pounds. I mean, the whole industry has changed.
Okay. Yeah, because I had a guy that I was going to used to put it down, and he was telling me to, you know, we just put the felt paper down and strip it like that, but maybe
I wouldn't
check
do it.
Somebody else on doing that. So.
That's a cheap amateur way to do it, to try to save a few bucks. But if you're this is a primary house of yours, you don't want to go through this stuff again. It even holds up better in hail because it's up against a hard surface. If you put them on those furring strips, it's going to get dented up really bad. You don't get any of the you reduce most of the oil canning, which happens on those furring strips. There's a lot of advantages. I've done a lot of metal roofs on the houses I built for people, and the only way I would put them down is the way I just explained to you.
Okay, sounds great. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, 713-572-4610, and we'll talk about RCW Nurseries right now. I was there not yesterday, day before, and I'm going to go there today, I think, and just snoop around. I have 2 pots I haven't filled yet, and so I've been doing gardening a lot, spraying molasses, doing all kinds of stuff, and it's going to be a great year for landscaping. I can feel it, everything. The bees are everywhere. It's awesome. My trees are just like, you can stick your head in my lemon tree. I got a bunch of them. They're really big now. And all you hear is bzzz, because there's so many bees in there. I know you say, Tom, why are you sticking your head in a bunch of bees? No, they're friendly bees. They're honeybees. They're my buddies. They don't bother me. If they start buzzing at your head, just slowly walk away and don't turn around. And whatever you do, if one lands on you, don't smush it, because you will be history. They have this little scent that goes out if you kill a bee, that the rest of the bees say, okay, that wasn't cool, and then they attack you. So never kill a bee. Just slowly walk away. They'll be fine. But RCW Nurseries, that's the place to go. That's my nursery of choice. You hear about all kinds of nurseries and tree farms and this and that, you know, on the show. But when it comes to your day-to-day nursery stuff, there's only one place I recommend. From Tom Tynan, it's RCW Nurseries. Worth the drive from anywhere. 249 and Beltway 8. They do a great job. They have their own tree farm, so the trees you get, not all of them come from their farm. A lot of the fruit trees and stuff are grown at other farms. There's a big collaborative of nurseries and things. You'll hear about it with Danny and stuff. But everybody, you know, I sell you my citrus trees. You sell me your oak trees. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Palm trees, big business, and most people don't want to get into it. But RCW Nurseries, they have just about everything you want. And for your everyday place where, say, you want some MicroLife fertilizer. I was in there the other day refilling my MicroLife containers. And if you keep your container, you save some money. And people in there, one lady said, why is everybody in there? There's a whole line of people getting MicroLife fertilizer, right, at RCW Nurseries. That must be really good, she said. I said, listen, hey, woman. No, I didn't say that at all. It was very nice. I said, it's the best fertilizer on the planet. And I always come here to RCW to get it. Now, that's exactly what I said to her. She actually bought a big container of it. But they have everything that you want at RCW Nurseries. So if you're looking for a nursery to really help you, and definitely go organic, go to RCW Nurseries at 249 and Beltway 8.
The party continues next Saturday at Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Celebrate Home Show Garden Pro's first birthday. We have presents for you. Win $1,000 of birthday cash. It's easy. Come enter to win. Get your free Garden Pro's tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Then increase your chances to win. Enter at all six Garden Pro co-op nurseries. We'll be live next Saturday, 7 to 9 at Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights with even more giveaways. Join the fun. Get freebies, win cash. 1 year old and growing, thanks to you. HomeshowGardenPros.com. We're having a party. Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Chad's been picking out the music. All right, 713-572-4610. Home Show Radio is what we're doing here. Not on the road today. I'm quietly hiding out in a place that no one knows where I am. And I like it. Nobody knows where I am this weekend. Actually, for the whole week, I'm hiding out by myself with no supervision whatsoever. And I like it a lot. 713-572-4610. I was up at 5:30 this morning, eating pancakes and omelets at IHOP. By the way, it's unlimited pancakes at IHOP if you buy an omelet. Not that I had unlimited. I could hardly finish the couple they gave me, but that's dangerous. All right, I want to hear from you. Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my question is, my mother has recently passed away, and I have taken over her home, which I'm currently living in. The home was built in, I'm not mistaken, the early 20s, so it's an older home, and it needs a lot of maintenance, and her declining health, you know, things didn't get done. So my question is, from a financial standpoint and a resellable standpoint, is it easier to just rip out the old and put in the new, or being that it's such an older home and has a lot of charm, should I put the time and effort into restoring things? Essentially, the floors and the windows are my biggest concern right now.
Are you going to stay in the house, or are you going to sell it?
I think we'll stay in it for a while, at least, you know, until my kids are older, because I like the location, I like where it is, but okay. I think I will sell it.
How many years?
10, 15.
Then what do you want to do?
Honestly, I want to restore it, because I just love the charm, you know, of the older house, but I'm finding that, I mean, it's so old, a lot of these things that I'm having to do, I'm going to have custom done, because Yes. You know, you can't just purchase these things. But I wasn't sure from a resellable standpoint. I mean, are people interested in these older charm homes?
No. Well, whatever you do now is going to have more done 15 years from now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not going to stay brand new for 15 years, whatever you do now. But it's really, if you're going to be there that long, then do what's best for you and your family. Don't worry about resale 15 years from now. Somebody might buy that thing and it might put a high rise there. You don't know what's going to happen there in 15 years. Right. So I would tell you, if that's what you want to do, I'll also tell you this. If you are going to restore it, it'll be a lot more expensive than if you just put in off the shelf products in the house. But, you know, I had a restored home in Lake Placid that was over 100 years old, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're not going to get all your money back on the restoration. But if you're there 15 years, it won't matter because you lived there 15 years.
All right. And another question that I'm dealing with right now that is the septic. And I know I haven't done a lot of research. We just in the last couple of days decided to take on this project. How do I find out what the rules and regulations are as far as redoing the septic? I guess they call it a leach field, because we don't have a whole lot of property as far as like putting in a sprinkler, you know, system, things like that. Where can I go to find the information on what is legal, you know, what my requirements are, or should I just call an expert to do that?
Well, usually the septic guys in that area will answer all that when you call them in to look at those things. But are you in a county? Are you in a municipality? Are you in the city of Houston? Where are you?
No, we're in Brazoria County. We're in the county. We're not in
the city. You can call the county. You can call the county and find out what the requirements are.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you.
It's going to go county to county if you're not in a municipality.
Okay. All right, great. All right, well, I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a good day.
And also, when you have a leach field, it usually takes up more room. That's why we're going into the aerobic systems, because the sprinkler systems can be a lot closer, and it's easier. And usually, right now, I can't say for every county, but you can't put leach fields in. You can't poison the ground anymore. You have to go into the newer type systems. So whoever you are, it's regulated but per county when it comes to septic systems. And the other thing, when people say, when you're going to be there 15, when my kids grow, I'll be here 15 years. And I don't know if you're, let's say you're 35 years old. So that's 45, that's 50. You'll be 50 years old after that 15-year mark. Chances are, unless you just hate it, you're going to end up staying there another 15 years because you'll be so, your life is going to be so into that building. And it was your mother's, now it's yours, now your kids. You probably will stay there a long time. And so don't plan 15 years ahead with a structure. You never know what's going to happen. Just figure you're going to be there a while and make the house yours. You don't remodel for resale. You remodel for yourself. And when it comes time to sell, if you take care of the home, somebody's going to buy it. What they do with it, it's none of your business. If they come in, let's say you have this beautiful home that's so close to your heart and you just want to sell to the right person, and they want to come in and they want to live the life just like you did, and they buy it, and then you walk away and say, oh, but thank you for buying. And then the next day you walk by and they tore the house down. It's not your problem. That's their house now. You move on to your house. You've just given it away to somebody else. You have no control over it. So just remember that too. And the memories are memories. They're not the realities. They're just memories. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a new roof on whatever kind of house you have. It could be an old one like we just talked about, or it could be a brand new one. Or it could be something in between, like a semi-new one that's not too old one. Yeah, whatever. Whether it's shingles, metal, tile, you name it, they do it. Ideal Roofing. These people have the experience. They have the technology. They have the wherewithal and the connections. Say they're a GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor. They have the connections with the right people, the right products, and the right techniques to give you the perfect roof. You know what a perfect roof is? One that doesn't leak and looks good. Well, you know, it can be up to you. If you choose an ugly shingle, that's your problem. But most of the time, you will choose one that will look good because you have taste. There are three kinds of people in this world I learned about as I built homes for 30 years for people, and some light commercial structures. You have people with no taste, you have people with good taste, and you have people with bad taste. I'll take the no-taste people over everybody else. The good-taste people don't have enough money to pay for it. And the bad-taste people, oh, my goodness. Whatever you want, sir. I'm sorry you live in the ugliest home. Don't you love my home? I said, if you like it, I like it. It's just the way it is. But it's your money, so that's the way it goes. Ideal Roofing, they'll do whatever you want, but they'll make sure it is the roof for you because no leaks. You can't have a leak in a roof. I don't care if it's 1%. It's a tough business to be in. That's why I'm not in the roofing business, but that's why Jim Hardwick is, because he's good. 713-896-1122 for Ideal Roofing. This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk today. We have a lot of open lines. We want to hear from you. Let's talk to Frank. Frank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Remove the bathtub and grout out a shower stall. Put my backboard in for tile. And my wife decided she won't carpet marble in it.
Really?
She didn't want to go with grout, clean the grout out.
She didn't tell you that before you did it?
That would have been a good idea.
That's the only part. I haven't got past that yet, Frank, because I'm just thinking, really?
Yeah, really? Will that marble go up against that backboard, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a marble is it's antiquated. It most people don't do it anymore. It was, you know, strong in the 80s and a little bit in the early 90s. But, I mean, if she wants it, it's fine. It is what it is. But you could probably glue it right to your tile. You can call the guys, and they might be able to glue it right to the tile so you don't have to pull the tile off if you don't want to.
Oh, no, I'm completed with that. I done ran up everything for my tile to be laid.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it'll glue tobacco board, absolutely.
Okay, do you have any specific, I don't know where to buy, I know, I don't think I can, you know, to the public can buy a Cutra marble.
Oh, yeah, you can. Let me see, I haven't talked about these people, I haven't even thought about it in so long, because cultured marble has not been a question for over a decade, but Bolfing, B-O-L-F-I-N-G, Bolfing Brothers Marble.
Spell again.
B-O-L.
Okay.
F-I-N-G. It's the Bolfing family. They're up on Telge Road, I do believe, up close to Tomball. And I'm sure they're still in business. And they do all kinds of stuff. But cultured marble is how they got into the game many, many, many years ago. And they did a lot for me. In fact, they did my house a long, long time ago. But I've torn it all out since then and put tile in myself. But I think they're still around.
Yeah, it's just the idea. She didn't want to fool with grout lines cleaning.
No, I understand. There's no doubt. Cultured marble is very easy to maintain.
Yeah.
You just put a little polish on there once in a while, and it'll be what it is. It's just people just got away from it. They don't. It's very dated. It dates the home. But if you don't care, she likes it. You got to do what she likes. It's just, I'm glad you didn't put the tile up yet. That's what I thought. I thought you would put the tile up. Then she said you didn't like it.
No, we would have had tile in that bathroom.
I got you. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, wow. All right, so if you're all prepped and ready to go, then I would say give them a call and see if they're around. And if not, you could probably Google cultured marble companies here in town, but they will definitely sell to the public.
Thank you very much.
I actually still have, as I was talking about that, have one tile, cultured marble tub surround left in our guest room. We did not change that one. And it has yellowed a little bit, but it yellowed so evenly it looks all right. It's fine. It's for the guests, so I really don't care. Guests are like fish. If you keep them around more than 3 days, they start to stink. But, you know, it's still there, and it's still watertight. It works fine. It's a little bathroom in the guest room. Anyway, 713-572-4610. Watts Pool Company is the people you call when you want to create the oasis in your backyard. Hot tubs. Yeah, you got to love a hot tub in the ground next to your pool. Swimming pools. Out yesterday, the weather was so beautiful. Today it's kind of cloudy, but yesterday was so sunny and nice. I was going to get in the pool, put my foot in there. It's still a little too cold. So, nope, but I was in the hot tub that last night, later, when it's dark and nobody can see me. But it was just a lovely thing, and it's because I have a pool in my backyard. And if you want one, don't put it off. You want it for the summer. And you want it now, you know, it's my money and I want it now kind of thing. Call Watts Pool Company. They have been putting pools in people's backyards since 1961. Dependable support, construction expertise, standards of excellence you can't beat. That's what Watts Pool Company is all about. So give them a call at 713-461-7300 and do it the Watts way. Watts, just like it sounds, W-A-T-T-S. No, it has nothing to do with J.J. Watt, I don't think, because it's Watts, not Watt. All right, Watts Pool Company. Give them a call. And from custom pools to remodeling your old pool to spas and everything else, outdoor living, it's all about Watts Pool Company. All right, we continue on with Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. Where's Tom? Tom, come here. Okay, come in. Okay, I'm here. Thank you. All right, let's talk to Paul. Paul, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I've got a question for you about shutters. We're finishing building up a house in Bryan, and we're considering shutters and didn't know whether you recommended the wood or the composite vinyl type, you know, any advantages or disadvantages to that. And also, is there a product you recommend for cleaning and kind of conditioning the new floors that they lay down after the construction process and everything?
Okay, well, first off, with the shutters, are they just cosmetic shutters that you're putting against the next to the windows, against the brick or the siding?
No, they're indoor shutters, plantation type. Yes, sir. Plantation type, you know, four and a half inch.
Got it.
3.5 inch. You can so far.
Okay, you can use either one, but if you use a wood, make sure it's an American domestic product.
Okay.
There is a difference between the imports and the American products when it comes to real wood, and the imports don't hold up and start to warp and do really weird things. Quite frankly, though, I think if you go to a composite material in the long run over 15, 20 years, because these things are not cheap, and you know, you get used to it, you put them on, and they should last a long time. Mine are 20 years in my house now. I probably would go with a composite, but that's totally up to you. Just be careful with the imported wood.
Okay. All right. I'll find that out.
Yeah. It'll say American domestic when you talk to a shutter company or whoever you're buying it from. The other question you had was, for cleaning the floors. What kind of floors?
They're an engineered floor.
Are they a wood floor or a laminate or a vinyl?
It's a laminate.
A laminate, but okay. If it's a plastic laminate, you can do something as simple as just a Windex and a what we call a schmop, which is a mop that has a terry cloth cover on there. So if it's a plastic laminate, you can just about use anything you want. You can't hurt it. If it's a wood, then you're going to have to go with a wood engineered floor cleaner, and there's a bunch of them. You can buy them at any grocery store in town. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Well,
I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Paul. Good luck. And let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. This isn't really a home improvement question, but since you're an expert in the Houston area and the outdoor elements, I'm wondering about patio furniture. What do you think is the best material, like a resin furniture, cast aluminum? What holds up longest, or do you think it's better just to go inexpensive and replace it every few years?
Interesting question. I am in the market for new furniture myself. I have been, we have been invited to home shows that I have been doing some live broadcasts from. And the new composite material furniture has me totally fascinated. I really like it. It's the colors in it. It's easy to clean. So I'm really thinking about going down that road, I guess you might say. But as far as the other ones go, you can buy expensive furniture and you can have it repowder coated, and you can do that, or you can go down the other route that, like you said, get the cheap stuff, throw it away every couple of years. Eventually you're going to get tired of the outdoor furniture and you're going to want to get new furniture. So it's really up to you on that one. I can't tell you one way or the other, but I am fascinated by the new composites. And when I buy my new furniture, when the time comes and I have teak now that I'm tired of taking care of, I'm going to go with the composites.
Okay. Good information.
I know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's that time of year. It's outdoor time, Kathy. We're all heading out to the pool, to the outdoors. Yesterday was the perfect day. See, yesterday everybody's going, I know I was looking at my pool and everything going, this is nice. I should spend more time out here. I really was. I was walking around. I was going through my sprinkler system. I got a bad valve somewhere. We're working on trying to find it. and a couple of sprinkle heads that I want to switch out because I did some re-landscape. I did a lot of re-landscaping this year because, I don't know, this was home improvement season for me. I've put a lot of money in the house this last, I think about $25,000 in this last, and all of it was on the outside this last 3-4 months. It's just that time, you know, 20 years in the house and you have to do things. You can't just let a house doesn't stay the same. House needs these kind of uplifts once in a while. So you save some money and you, I don't want to spend it. But you have to if you want your house to be nice. And I don't do it for resale. I do it because I want to enjoy where I am. And I'm in that stage of life where I'm starting to enjoy just hanging out with nobody around. In fact, right now as I'm all by myself doing, you know, traveling here and there and doing things. My other half is in China now, so she texted me the other day, said, I just got room service delivered by a robot. I said, well, isn't that nice? I know what kind of robot I'd like to come to my door, but that's not here. All right, anyway, we'll see. Anyway, it's kind of nice. And you just to a point where you want to enjoy your home. So enjoy it. You earned it. I mean, you can't take it with you. No wood is good when it comes to siding. The outdoor siding on your home has to hold up. It protects you. The building envelope between you and the weather is one thing. And in some cases, it could be brick. It could be stone. And in many cases, it could be siding. I know in half of my house on the back, it's all siding. I chose Hardy 20 years ago, and that's the one thing I won't be redoing. I'll be redoing the landscaping. I'll be redoing bathrooms, kitchens. We've already done that, so I don't have to do that for a long time. But I won't be redoing siding. You know why? Because I have Hardy. Hardy siding is holding up just fine, thank you. In fact, now is the time for pressure cleaning on my house, and then I'm done on the outside for this year. But Hardy siding has held its own and proven the test of time on my home at 20 years. 1997 is when it went on, so a little over 20 years. And it's proven itself here in the Houston area through Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Harvey, Allison, Francis. I mean, there's a bunch of them that came through. Anyway, it just held up, and it'll hold up for you too. So when it comes to siding, make sure you don't use wood, you use Hardy. And make sure you get a certified Home Show Pro and an elite preferred installer to put it on for you, because it's only as good as the person who puts it on, and it has to look good. And that's when you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.